although we're prone and outer directed towards matter, you know, intuitively, human life is meant for inner culture. And what is that inner culture? And as Mr. John was saying, spiritual. But what sort of spiritual culture? Beyond Brahma, beyond Paramatma, toward Bhagavan. What does Bhagavan mean? When Krishna, when God is not alone, when he's intimate, means intimate conception, when he's with others, and specifically his Shakti, Lakshmi Narayan, and we go deeper toward Sita Ram and Ayodhya, and we see the gradual progressive of rasa, intimate relationship from neutral position to servitorship, to friendship, equality, to a superior position where there's an extraordinary reversal. The devotee's taking the superior position. Devotion is eclipsing. The devotion of the finite is eclipsing the infinite. And the infinite is taking the subordinate position. And Vatsaya Rasa, and then in Madhura Rasa, where it reaches such a stage that he declares himself unable to reciprocate. And then he, perceiving within the devotion of all of that Madhura Rasa serving group, Srimati Radharani, something so wonderful, so extraordinary, that he himself wants to embrace that position. So to go from the most basic understanding of the necessity of inner culture to that domain, we can only make substantial progress toward that direction under the guidance of a real Vaishnava, someone who has a connection with that plane. So Srila Guru Maharaj concluded that while others are engaged in spiritual practices trying to elevate themselves toward that plane, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur descended from that plane. Srila Vidhi Raga Radhya Radheshadvani, to give people a connection with them, take them up into that domain quickly. So there's an urgency to his movement. There's an urgency in his call. Not enough time for gradual development.
The liberated devotee that I change some, speak change some ideas. He told me that God is one, but he has become two. I think he was referring to Srimati Radharani.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used the terminology predominated moyati and predominating moyati. Moyati means half or part. So Krishna is the predominator, and Radharani, and by extension her serving group and everything expanding from her, the predominated. That means Krishna Das. Slaves of Krishna means to be predominated by Krishna. And we misconceive ourselves as exploiters, predominators, when we're meant to be predominated. And that runs against the grain of humanism and modern Western thoughts about individuality, democracy, autonomy. It's like poison.
So the question is Radharani God? She's also God.
Yes. Our position is that she's superior to Krishna. That's also possible. But we take it as it's been mystically represented and interpreted by Jiva Goswami and Om and other things. There is Radha, Krishna. and everything that expands from them. So God can be a bit of a nebulous term sometimes, because we need to speak more accurately with reference to how their position is described by the Goswamis. Whereas if we go backwards by taking generic English terms or local language terms that give a broad overview of God, then it'll be a misnomer. So we see how in Das Mool, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, what he thinks, Harim Iha Paramam. He is supreme, but Sarva Shakti, he possesses potency. So it's all that Eko Bahusham, who was one, became many, for the purpose of Rasa. But, as Srila Guru Maharaj has pointed out, in the back to the Chaitanya Charitamritam, where Srupa Damodar is being quoted, his notes are being given there as the introduction for the foundation of the Krishna conception as represented by Mahaprabhu in his teaching, saying, they were one, they became many. When they are one, you may take it as Radha Govinda combined. Not one expanded into two. We should not think of a Krishna devoid of his potency became two. Because Krishna devoid of his potency is Vasudeva. That is a lower, distant, remote conception. We said from the beginning that Bhagawan really will be the beginning of identifying Bhagawan is in association and relationship with his potency. If by one we mean to divorce him of his potency, we will misconceive who is that one. So Guru Maharaj said, it's mystically presented there. We think on a superficial reading, oh, there was Krishna and Radharani, then they became one as Mahaprabhu, now they separate. But it can also be read, they were one, Radha and Govinda combined. They separated as two, now they've combined together again. So we're dealing with the infinite. The Murti of the infinite is not chiseled in stone.
So this paternal conception, Western, the father is
right.
Is
so we're trying to retrofit the infinite with finite jargon. One, two, three, four, five. A plus B equals. So we're creating some jargon of measurement and then trying to retrofit or force fit the infinite into the confines of finite imprisonment. And whenever we do that, we'll always be left with something so much less than infinite, it's absurd or offensive. So again, we should redirect ourselves by hearing carefully from our Guru Bhargava how this is being presented. We can say Krishna is God, Radharani is God, we can say the devotee is God. The Prabhupada, he's speaking to help people understand the depths of servitude and its greatness. And in the case of Yasoda, the devotees become greater than God. That's also there. We want to play with the God word. Devotee greater than God. And if Radharani is the greatest devotee of whom there is no one greater, and that is testified by Krishna himself as Mahaprabhu, then why should we have any difficulty accepting that she's God and she's greater than God? God would be a lower position for her.
In Balarama comes from which then? Because we're told also that this is the first expansion.
Yeah.
For the Leela.
Balaram is as much Krishna as Krishna is himself, but in the mood of a servant of Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami reveals that even when he engages in rasa, in his heart he's offering to Krishna. That's really his mood. We can't conceive of that, how his immediate first expansion out, his own self, that he's in the mood of a servant. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsa Vritta. That is how compelling the case is. Bhagavan, Bhajaniya Guna, Sarvasa Guna Vishishta. He's such that even his first expansion out, who's identical to himself, if we take it that he possesses 64 qualities, Baladeva 62. And again, these are just numbers. Don't get hung up in numbers and start, you know, calculating percentages. Still, he's compelled to offer himself in service to Krishna. That's why Krishna is Akarshan, why he's Krishna. And his own self is the example. Rupa Goswami, he sees himself and gets inspired with the sentiments of Radharani. He sees himself reflected. So, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsavritya. Ishvara Prama. He's the only one who occupies that degree of attraction, therefore, Krishna. Vishnu is eager for his darshan. Lakshmi Devi wants to enter the Rasa Leela. Baladeva and Yogamaya are forever making arrangements for his play. He's that compelling. Only we have the audacity to want to usurp his position.
It's really great when Vaishnava thought of the conception described, and all of a sudden it goes up right to the very direct perception of world, and you see, which is has some correlation. I mean, our situation has to do with exactly trying to imitate, and it's just perfect.
Yes,
there's no other conception that we can explain you. I mean, just through direct perception, empiric perception of the world, and how the tendency of enjoyment.
Yes, or sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj indicated, he said, of those who are practicing renunciation to the extreme, that they can give up everything except the concept that I am God. And when you think about it in comparison, that cancels out all of the apparent renunciation. You cannot give up that ego, because there's aham brahmasmi in a simple, innocent way of, and there's aham brahmasmi, I, tattvam, I'm that. So so to hear more and more and more, and then to conclude, I am that. But that's the audacity of Jiva souls, and that is the freedom that we're allowed. Who could compel us to follow as every wish doesn't force? He allows us to challenge his supremacy and to outfit our misconceptions. To provide all arrangements and necessities necessary for us to indulge our deluded fantasies. It's one thing to just say, all right, hey, you don't accept me, then go your own way. And, you know, that hard love that you're not given anything, then you have, well, no. Offering a world with the possibility of domination, masters, you know, go for it. Just do it. Get your master card. Master the possibilities. Get your visa and enter the plane of exploitation. Work it to the max. See how far you can extend your mastership conception. But it's all relative. When Hiranyakashipu was madly going around bringing everyone into submission, when he visited Bali Maharaj at the bottom, he went from the top, to the north, south, east, west. When he went in the southern section, the bottom of the universe, came to Bali to bring him into submission, didn't realize that Bali's doorman was Bamandev, but not as a dwarf, but as a monstrous, hideous figure, an imposing doorman, and who kept mercilessly, brutally beating him to a pulp. He kept thinking, who is this Bali Maharaj? I can't even get past the doorman. Then finally he was allowed in, and he's a little humbled by that. And there was a giant ring, gigantic ring, reaching up into the sky, a golden ring. And Bali Maharaj asked him if he could lift that, because he's so strong. And with all his strength, he was unable to make it budge. And then he was informed that was Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha's earring. So it's relative. But then this one, we think the Himalayas are so great. But if you go on the space shuttle, you'll see they become so small. And if you go further on one of the Pioneer satellites, I mean, they showed some pictures the other day from some galaxy looking where the solar system is not visible. From there, at certain times of, in certain conditions, at certain times of the day, it would be visible to the eye as a dot. And that's near. If we went far away, it turns into a molecular speck. And within that, we're measuring and navigating the world of exploitation, trying to establish ourselves. And the limitations are our consciousness, conscious projections. So then it comes to, even we can see such relativity within the mundane world. So what to speak of the plane of consciousness and Horavyom, Brahmaloka, the spiritual domain, the Vaikuntha planet, Ayodhya, Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakunda. All not just generic consciousness, but most highly evolved, refined, and we're told a particle within a particle of that thing, the 16 kroshas, which is 32 miles. That's what it's saying. That's the size of Vrindavan. And within that, in one, there's one molecule that's everything, that's the material world. So our tiny finite brains will blow a fuse. Well, no, we're 16 miles. We're thrown off in it. And then it's a plane of the most concentrated consciousness. But intense concentration doesn't mean that it's limiting in any way, but rather it's all accommodating. That which is the most concentrated sweetness can accommodate everything. It all springs out of there. Adi rasa, janma yasya, janma adi yasya. From adi rasa, madura rasa, from the plane of the most intense concentrated sweetness, everything is born from there. Every idea, every concept, every life form, every social interaction, everything springs out of that plane. And maybe we should stop there. Jai Swabhati Sandra Vinade Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Swabhati Rakashi Rade Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Bhagavan Swabhati Sandra Sarasvita Kodi, Jai Swabhati Sandra Vinade Goswami Maharaj Ki, 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 Jai Swabhati Sandra Vinade Goswami Maharaj